This is KCUR 89.3. For years, Missouri was notorious for having the most meth labs in the country. Today, much of the conversation about drugs has shifted to opioids, and the mom-and-pop methamphetamine operations have all but disappeared. But Missouri's meth problem is far from gone. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
Starting in the mid-1990s, Captain Dan Cummings worked as an undercover cop going after meth suppliers in his hometown of Independence, Missouri. He had grown up seeing what meth could do.
When I was a kid, a cousin brought a bag of this white powder in and said, "Man, hey, you got to try this stuff, man. You can go forever." And he did, and he's now passed on.
Cummings posed as a biker looking to buy meth, and he had no trouble finding it in Jackson County, which a Rolling Stone article dubbed the methamphetamine capital of America. He witnessed firsthand the growth of easy-to-build and extremely combustible mom-and-pop meth labs made possible by the cold cook method.
Everything you needed could be purchased at Walmart or your local feed store, and you could set up your own little meth lab in your house or your apartment or your car, carry it around in your cooler.
For several years, the Jackson County Drug Task Force that Cummings worked on was busting a lab every few days. Cummings still remembers the smell of homemade meth, something like cat urine mixed with Coleman camp fuel that made it possible to literally sniff labs out.
It's like barbecue. You know, once you smell Gates Barbecue, you walk by, you go, "Wow, that's Gates Barbecue." You know what a meth lab smells like? You get a whiff of it and you go, "Wow, there's a meth lab somewhere around here."
Jackson County started working to limit the sale of pseudoephedrine, which is used to make meth, in the late 90s. And in the last 5 years, the task force has uncovered just one mom-and-pop lab. But as homemade meth disappeared, it was quickly replaced by professionally made meth from Mexico that's continued to get cheaper and more potent year after year. DEA Assistant Special Agent in Charge Eric Smith says that today the problem of Mexican meth has surpassed what was seen during the mom-and-pop days.
Well, it's much higher because it's being produced at a much higher rate, shipped to the United States at a much higher rate, and consumed at the street level at a much higher rate. And that's why it still remains our number one threat.
A coalition of law enforcement groups in the Midwest had its biggest year ever for meth seizures in 2017, removing more than 2 tons of meth. But public perception of the problem hasn't kept up with the reality. Susan Whitmore is CEO of First Call, which provides recovery help throughout the area. She says that while the opioid epidemic dominates the headlines, meth remains second only to alcohol as the substance for which people most often seek out treatment. And despite meth's lingering reputation as a drug for lower-income white people, Whitmore says it's now used across demographic groups.
I think that methamphetamine is still associated with poverty. What we've known forever is that these things affect all of us across the board.
Meth has also become more dangerous. 20 years ago, emergency rooms most often saw meth users when they'd had accidents. Today, they more often show up with chest pains or having a mental health crisis. And while opioids still make up the largest number of drug overdoses, the national number of overdose deaths involving meth grew by 13 times between 2000 and 2016. Children in Independence race to take another turn on the bumper cars at the Santa Caligan Days Festival in Independence. Captain Dan Cummings says he's proud of the work he did here and that these kids will probably not have to live with the dangers of neighborhood labs.
I can take to the bank that my neighborhood's not going to catch fire in Independence. The house next door to my mother, where she's lived for 50 years, is not going to blow up because some yahoo moved in there with a meth lab.
But he says he's frustrated that kids in Independence are surrounded by meth that's more plentiful and dangerous than anything he saw growing up. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.